It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty again. Hello, Daniel.
My parents got divorced a long, long time ago, and I was very lucky in my life that my mom, after her and my dad got divorced, she started dating Mr. Jimmy. Mr. Jimmy's been in my life almost like my dad for years and years and years. Same with my sister. Mr. Jimmy, great guy. When your parents divorced, did you go through a phase where they were each dating different people and maybe didn't like them sometime and that kind of thing? Like the whoever they chose to date?
I was lucky. When my parents got divorced, I kind of had the same experience. Like, I liked the people that were brought into the family.
Right. So, like, Mr. Jimmy's just always been there. Starting to worry, though. I'm worried Mr. Jimmy might be inhuman. They go to Hibachi the other night. You've been to Hibachi Steakhouse, right?
Too much food, man.
This guy, Jimmy, Mr. Jimmy, eats every bit of his food. Buddy, that's inhuman. Can't do that.
That's not even possible, is it?
And he's not a giant guy. I mean, the guy's in pretty good shape. He's not a bodybuilder or anything, but he's not like a big fella.
I know Jimmy. Yeah, he's not like, he's just like a regular guy.
And he sat down, Tyke, and he ate every bite.
He ate all the hibachi.
A full hibachi meal. That's the soup. That's the salad, the rice, the meat, and even all the vegetables. Ate every scrap of it. Who can do that? He's a monster.
That's impossible. I mean, every time I go to hibachi, I have like that. The box feels like it weighs 9 pounds when I bring it out of there.
It does. And there's no way he's comfortable after a full entire hibachi meal.
You know what I have noticed about this area, though? And this is not disparaging. I just didn't know that they don't do the yum-yum sauce, which is like a sweet sauce you put on hibachi.
I know exactly what you mean. I think I went to hibachi once with your wife and your son and my mom, and we're like, can we get hibachi? I mean, can we get yum-yum sauce? They go, we don't know what that is. And I'll be honest, I haven't been back. I haven't tried hibachi yet again because if it's like one of those things, I can't eat hibachi without yum-yum sauce, and I'm not sure yum-yum sauce exists in this part of the country.
I got a bottle of it at Reese's.
Is it comparable?
It's right there with it.
And I thought they made that stuff at home in the restaurant.
If you do bring hibachi home in a box, then you got your home yum-yum, you could do that.
But me and my sister were on a quest down in Alabama to find our local hibachi restaurant's yum-yum sauce, and she was just dying to know what it was. I had considered taking a job over there just to learn how to make the yum-yum sauce and then quitting.
And then quit?
But that seems like that would be a little unfair, right?
Yeah, but Reese's has got it because I have a bottle in my fridge.
And it tastes exactly the same.
Man, it's right on point.
Do you feel like yum-yum just doesn't exist here in this area other than at Reese's? Is this not a common thing?
I have no idea. Like, I was surprised that we went hibachi and they didn't have that yellow yum-yum sauce, but
it shouldn't be that surprising because we don't have tabbouleh. Like down in Alabama. I didn't know what the heck tabbouleh was.
Until you got here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We're going to have scientists poke and prod Mr. Jimmy and figure out how one human being could consume an entire hibachi meal.
It's pretty impressive. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel. Here we go with Did You See? We take a look at what the heck's going on around the world and right here in Tulsa. And I don't know. I saw this last night, and I was kind of sad about it. But Golf Suites there in Jinx. Evicted, business shuttered.
What in the world do you think happened?
This is Aaron Conrad from News on 6.
There has been a strong reaction to Golf Suites closing today, and we were here as crews showed up to change the locks.
Yeah. Stacy Crowther and her friends spent Tuesday afternoon walking around the outside of Golf Suites in Jinx instead of playing around like they planned.
Oh, we're trying to go inside. We had a reservation for 3:30, and it's, you know, closed.
Crowther's husband tried to call Golf Suites while we were there.
The door to get in is closed, but the second sliding glass door is open.
No one answered.
I made one for 12 and we couldn't come, so then I made another one for 3:30, so I basically lost out on $40.
Crowther and her group weren't the only ones disappointed.
Just showed up, thought we'd shoot some golf balls, but they're closed, so it's not happening today.
In a statement, the property owner, One Fire Holding Company, the business enterprise of the Muscogee Creek Nation, says One Fire made efforts to work with Golf Suites to maintain their tenancy, but ultimately their inability to fulfill their lease obligations left One Fire with no option but to pursue eviction.
So they're out.
You've been there a few times. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
How is it? Or was it, I should say. Is it like Topgolf?
It's a similar business model, yeah. I mean, the similar things happen. But I was noticing that there's cobwebs and stuff. And,
I don't know.
You know, it just, I don't know if they didn't have the money to kind of maintain it. But, you know, like, let's say you owned a bakery, Daniel, and then it didn't work out. Then we could probably put a coffee shop in there. I don't know what you do with that place.
I mean, the same business model, right?
Yeah, you have to maybe Top Golf will buy it, you know, the official, or the one that was first on the scene, I think.
Yeah, anywhere, because that is a great part of town. There's plenty of parking over there. It seems like it has all the things to make it work, right?
Yeah, it's not a bad place at all. Not a bad area, but they're down for the count now. And you never know how their business was structured. I mean, did they borrow a lot of money at a high interest rate? And, you know, who knows what could have happened? But their Golf Suites is done. Also, did you see this? And Jinx, people were hearing explosions in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
This is Matt Rahm from News on 6. Matt Rahm.
You know, we were attracted to the neighborhood just because it was quiet. It was a good family atmosphere.
Alex Nivens says that wasn't the case Monday afternoon when he was at home with his young daughter and heard two loud explosions.
I mean, it shook our house.
Tulsa County deputies say Justin Smith is responsible for the startling disturbance. They say Smith lit off fireworks in his neighbor's mailbox and front yard.
A female victim was jogging by as this happened and was nearly hit by, I guess, the shrapnel or pieces of the fireworks when they went off.
Casey Roebuck with the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office says after a large response by ATF, Tulsa, and Jinx Police, deputies arrested Smith on charges of fourth-degree arson as well as public intoxication.
You know, it's still pretty scary when someone is setting off fireworks in a mailbox.
Roebuck says Smith was convicted of arson back in 2017. The arrest report says he poured gasoline on his mom and threatened to light her on fire. While he's been in and out of jail since 1997, Roebuck says it can be hard for people like Smith to get the help they need.
And this is kind of a vicious circle that unfortunately isn't all that uncommon. But while he's in the jail, he will have access to services that perhaps can really help him.
Alex Nivens hopes his neighbor can get that help before something even worse happens.
He clearly needs to be in a place where they can tend to him a little bit better.
That's pretty scary stuff right there, buddy.
Yeah, that's awful. What is going on in Jinx lately? It's a lot of stuff happening out there, isn't there? Did you see this? Got a few things here. Did you see that a mom in California named Emily King is viral after she accidentally sent out an invite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of contacts in her phone? It's not even the worst of it. They would include many are named like Derek Irole. And Jess hit her car in the parking lot. You know how you...
Oh, instead of putting... Like, I do that with my, like, neighbors. I put Chris Neighbor as his last name, so I know which Chris I'm talking to.
Right, and sometimes you might have unflattering nicknames. Well, she somehow sent all 487 of her phone contacts invites to this kid's birthday party. Here she is talking about it.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I only did invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone. But it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irole, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
That seems like pretty
like
easy.
Daniel Jerk or something.
That would be worse than
that.
Derek Irole, like the guy rolls his eyes. Who cares? But I imagine the boss probably thought that was a weird thing to do, get an invite to the first birthday party. Did you see this? There's an annual contest in Belgium where people try to do the best seagull impression. A 9-year-old British kid named Cooper is trending after he won the under 18 group with a near perfect score. Here is his seagull impression that is the winner.
Wow. Cooper.
Not bad.
Pretty good. I would have thought that was a seagull.
That really is a seagull. He could go to the beach and just drive people crazy. You ever notice you ever go to the beach and relax, and then those seagulls come over there, start flapping and squawking around?
Start stalking you, yeah.
You try to take a nap, and they're like, wah, 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 wah. This is a little something for our radio people here. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, has officially banned non-compete clauses, which stops workers from being able to seek employment at similar companies after leaving their jobs. Here is Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan announcing the news.
The FTC has finalized a rule that will eliminate the vast majority of non-compete clauses in people's contracts. A non-compete clause is a provision that basically prevents people from taking a job with a competitor or starting a competing business, usually within a particular geographic area and for a certain period of time.
Now, these affect us in radio in that, say, Tig and I used to live in Nashville, and when we got laid off due to budget cuts, we had a non-compete agreement, which meant that we could not seek employment in radio in Nashville for 6 months, mm-hmm. which is really not cool, because you either A, have to move away, uproot your life and your family's life, or B, just sit there for 6 months with no place to go work. I wonder why they lifted that. Do you know anything about this? I figured this story would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, I read the story. I can tell you that our previous company, they enforced a non-compete. But I oftentimes called the boss and said, you're not really going to do this, are you? I mean, there's people in the company, they're not trying to hurt you guys. They need a job because they're trying to pay their rent. And oftentimes, they would let them out of that non-compete. So I think there was already cracks in this foundation. This model of we're going to keep people out of work legally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not surprised at all that this has gone away.
Well, I'm surprised. And then it has to happen after we're no longer affected by it.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. Finally, a Girl Scout in Pennsylvania organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. She's only in the fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew could not afford a prom dress. Here's Chloe Britt talking about why she decided to pull this together.
My friend wasn't able to afford dresses, so we bought some for her. That's the reason I did this prom closet.
I don't even know how much a prom dress costs. Do you have any idea? I know for the dudes to go rent a tuxedo would be like $150, but I don't know how much it is on the ladies' end of it. Prom's expensive.
Yeah, it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to rent that limo. If you do something like that, you've got to go to a dinner and all that kind of stuff. So that's a great, great charitable thing there to get people prom dresses. The Sound of Moolah is up to $300. That might be enough to send you to prom if you get that right. And your first chance comes up at 7:10 this morning on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
Found a article here that's got the top driving distractions. I want to play almost like we're on Family Feud, Tig. I would like you to try to predict what you think the top five driving distractions are, and we'll see how many you can get here. I guess it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. I don't know what good it does us to know that distracted driving is a thing, but it is. And what do you think the top things that cause car crashes are? Top five.
The phone.
Is it the cell phone? Survey says. Ding. Do you have a ding? Cell phones. Number two. That includes texting and things like messing with your GPS. I've often said the most dangerous ride home of your life is right after you get a brand new phone, because you keep fiddling with it. You got to look at it. You know, you can't wait till you get home to check it out. You just fiddle that thing all the way home. Number two, you got. All right. What do you think now?
So I didn't get the number one?
That was number two.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're looking, basically guessing for number one now.
Okay. Rubbernecking. Like, you see something going on, and so you look at it, and then boom, somebody stopped ahead of you, you run into them.
Is it rubbernecking? Give yourself a ding, services. Number three, looking at stuff outside your vehicle. They say billboards can cause a few accidents. So you're getting right around one.
Oh,
you've got two, and you've got three. Number two is cell phones. Number three, looking at stuff outside your vehicle. What is your next guess, please?
And the question is,
again, the top driving distractions that can cause car crashes.
It's not the radio, is it?
Give yourself a It is not. Next guess, please.
Kids.
Is it kids? Survey says ding. Six. Other passengers.
Oh, no.
It does fall out of the reign of the top five, but I'll give it to you. Six is other passengers, especially dangerous with teen drivers and their friends.
Wow, I can't believe cell phone is the number one.
I can't believe you haven't gotten number one or number four. You should be able to get pretty easily.
Why don't you just tell us at this point?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
The number five answer is reaching for stuff like something in the back seat. Mm-hmm. I think we've all experienced that. You look up and, uh-oh. Number four, abusing substances or lacking sleep. They say if you're sleepy, it's just as bad as if you had drinks. And the number one answer that you never could get around to, daydreaming. You're just bored and not paying attention. You're kind of just daydreaming, which I find to be shocking, too.
Do you ever, are you ever in the car and then you kind of don't remember the last 5 miles of your drive?
What do they call that, like road hypnotism or something
weird?
Like that?
Yeah.
Rounding out the list, seven was eating and driving, eight messing with onboard systems like the air conditioner or the radio, and number nine, pets.
Mm. Well, there we go. I had no idea.
I mean, I'm kind of like you. It's got to be cell phones, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we all daydream in the car, and I don't see a lot of crashes over that.
Yeah, I don't close my eyes to daydream. I'm still looking at the road. If I'm looking at my phone, that's completely different.
It's 98.5 The Bull. The Sound of Moolah is up to how much money now, Daniel?
$300.
That could be a distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
Sound of Moolah is at 710 on 98.5 The Bull. Well, Dano, our jackpot for our Sound of Moolah, which is only 10 minutes away now, is up to how much money?
$300.
And if we miss it at 710, we don't get a right answer. We just keep adding money to that jackpot. We continue on morning at 810 and then 910 again. Welcome in the Tiger Daniel Show on 98.5 The Bull.
Sometimes when you have a friend, you start to look around and you see things. You go, oh, man, I bet my buddy would like that or something like that. And I've discovered recently that Apple TV has basically programmed their entire station for you.
Their entire
streaming channel, yeah, for you. And I don't think that you...
Give me your login.
You got $5 or $6 a month.
Well, why don't you just share with me?
Share me. That would be stealing, wouldn't it? I'm looking at some of these shows here. Some of them I didn't even realize, but buddy, I mean, they've just 100% programmed the entire Apple TV programming lineup for you, and I would say other dads. All dads get to a point in their life where they enjoy television shows about history, whether it be World War II or whatever. Every single dad seems to love a movie about history. Did your dad have a particular movie he loved historical setting?
Yeah, like Hamburger Hill and Tora, Tora, Tora and stuff like that.
Right. I remember my dad got obsessed one time with like Dances with Wolves, and I know that wasn't historically accurate, but it's, you know, like a period piece. Here are some shows, Tig, that I found that I've hand-selected that I think you would love. I talked to you about this a couple of weeks ago. It's Franklin. Michael Douglas is Franklin. In December 1776, Benjamin Franklin is world-famous for his electrical experience, but his passion and power put to the test when he embarks on a secret mission to France with the fate of American independence hanging in the balance. That sounds right up your alley, am I right?
It's absolutely up my alley.
100% up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw there's a show out now called Manhunt. Listen to this description. A conspiracy thriller about one of the best known but least understood crimes in history. This is the astonishing story of the hunt for John Wilkes Booth in the aftermath of the Abraham Lincoln assassination, as the fate of the country hangs in the balance.
Right up my alley.
That is you right there, buddy.
Yeah.
I guess this John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln, and he's a very famous actor at the time. And then he goes on the lam, and they have to try to hunt the guy down. I thought they caught him right outside the theater.
No, they went and they found him in a barn or something.
Yeah, this guy like runs away. Did he run like down south?
He ran away. I don't know where he was, but they found him.
I did find him, so there. Also, Masters of the Air from Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, the producers of Band of Brothers, The Pacific. During World War II, airmen risked their lives with the 100th Bomb Group, a brotherhood forged by courage, loss, and triumph.
Yeah, it does sound like I need to get Apple TV or whatever.
Even the fictional shows, For All Mankind. Imagine a world where the global space race never ended. This thrilling What If takes on history from Ronald D. Moore, spotlights the high-stakes lives of NASA astronauts and their families. It's a show about what if the Russians, the Soviet Union, would have landed on the moon first.
Mm-hmm. How that would have affected American culture.
All right, buddy, I'm telling you, this this whole station, they've somehow gotten into your head and made a whole television channel for you.
You and I are a lot different. Like, you know, I would watch all that stuff you're talking about.
I watch this too.
Meanwhile, Daniel goes and watches Cake Boss and Say Yes to the Dress.
I never watch no Cake Boss.
Yeah, have you ever watched Say Yes to the Dress?
Never.
Bull.
I swear. I've never one time seen an episode of it. You mention it all the time. You got hooked on The Bachelor one time real bad.
Well, I was, you know, that was...
it's okay. You watch whatever you want to watch, right?
Yeah.
What did I just finish up that Baby Reindeer on Netflix? I thought it was fantastic. It made me feel bad for the poor guy and the poor lady actually in it involved. It's about a guy that meets a stalker and sends him, like, you know, over the course of 2 years, like 40,000 emails.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it's a true story.
Yeah, there's too much television on to watch right now. I remember when you, like, TGI Friday, you were only watching that every Friday, and that was it. That's
you
the only thing
you watch
were...
whatever they gave you back then.
Now so. They've got, all like, too much, if anything.
6 minutes away from that sound of moolah here on 98.5 The Bull.
There's moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
The sound of moolah is worth $300. Joining us on the phone is Brian. Brian, what would you do with $300?
Go camping. Buy some camping equipment and go camping, bud.
Tig just had to hear me and Brian talking about camping for about 4 minutes. Tig, well, you got a little jealous, didn't you?
Well, you stayed in a teepee, and he knows where that is. It's like his buddy's teepee or something.
Yeah, it's out in Manford. What is that, Eagle View Campground? What's the name of that place?
Yes, that's correct.
Eagle View Campground, and they have a teepee there. We were just talking about how we both knew of that place, and Tig just had to sit there and take it for about 4 minutes. Wasn't even a part of the conversation at all. Did you get jealous, Tig?
I was just listening and taking it all in.
Were you taking it all in? All right. Well, what is that I hear in the background? That's a metallic noise. What is that?
That's a train.
Oh, you're not on the tracks, are you?
No.
Oh,
of
Brian.
Course, as soon as we get on the air, a train goes by.
Well, let's get to it before the train drowns him out. Do you want to hear the sound a couple more times, Brian?
Yes, please.
If you can, Tig, please administer that sound.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Brian, you've heard the sound before the train gets there. What?
Yes.
Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I was dead set on one, but I'm going to say it's shaking like a packet of sweetener for coffee or something.
Well, I got to have I must have a concise answer. It can't be something like a packet of creamer. Would you like to say a packet of creamer or sweetener or what? You got to have a concise guess.
Packet of sweetener.
Okay, so.
We'll say packet of sweetener.
I'll say, what is your guess, please?
Packet of sweetener being shook.
Is it shaking a packet of sweetener? Brian, I'm sorry to report that is not it. Now you're going to be wondering if it was the other guess you had guessed.
Well, I'll get back through if I stay persistent.
That's why the sound of moolah is so tough and so controversial. You got to only get one guess, and it's hard to get through, but
yep.
Brian, we got another chance for you coming up at 8:10. In the meantime, at 7:40, we've got tickets to Brantley Gilbert. Do me one last favor, Brian. Give me three numbers and an animal.
I'd say 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull, and here we go. The Bull fights with us. For Brantley Gilbert tickets, Daniel?
Yes, let me introduce you to Andrea and Danielle. Andrea, you say you are a pet sitter. If we need pet sitting services, how do we get a hold of you?
It is called Andrea's Furry Angels Pet Care.
Andrea's Furry Angels Pet Care.
Yes.
Okay, are you all booked up or you still have availability?
Well, it depends. I'm booked the next 2 weeks, but it's hit and miss.
All right. Angels Furry Animals Pet Care taking on Andrea.
Andrea's. Andrea's.
That's what I said.
Not Angels.
No. I like to call Andrea an angel sometime, Tig, if you don't mind.
Okay,
could you please
sorry.
Butt out of our new romance? Taking on Andrea is Danielle, stay-at-home mom of two. How are you, Danielle?
I'm doing good this morning.
How old are your two kids?
Nine and 13.
9 and 13, so you could probably use a night out, am I right?
Oh, yes.
Let me.
Definitely before going to Kentucky.
Oh, you're going to Kentucky? Let me ask you both a very controversial question. Andrea, if you were to win the tickets this morning, would you hold on to them or give them to Danielle?
Oh, really? You're going to ask me that?
Well, I'm going to ask Danielle the same thing, too. I always am curious to how you guys would answer. I would advise, Tig, that, you know, lie. Mm-hmm. You're like, of course okay, I would well, give I was... them to Andrew. I mean, Danielle, if I won.
Okay, if it's Brantley, Gilbert, or Upchurch, then they're mine. But if I won tickets to anybody else, honestly, I probably would be nice and give them away. But right. Not for BG.
Danielle, would you give them to Andrew if you win this morning, or are you going to hold on to them?
No, that's a hard question.
Ah, see, look, just lie,
I'd
guys.
Be that nice to share them with her.
Look at that. She says she would share.
Oh, that would be awesome because I won't have anybody to go with.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, then we got a date.
Uh-oh, look at that. Well, two people joining together. Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. This is general knowledge trivia. And may the best person win. Andrea, we'll start with you. Poker Faced, Just Dance, and Bad Romance are all hit singles from which artist?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct. Danielle, what does the acronym KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's correct. Andrea. Venison is a name given to the meat of which animal?
Deer.
Here is correct. Danielle. Boston is the capital city of which U.S. state?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Will the FCC allow her to say that?
Yeah, she can say that.
Okay. Andrea. Now the questions get a little tough. Which of the Earth's oceans is the largest?
Oh, my gosh. I should know this. The Pacific.
The Pacific is absolutely right. Did you know that one, Tig?
Yeah, I was thinking because it takes forever to get across that one.
Hey, when have you crossed the Pacific? Oh, when you went to Europe, right? No?
That was the Atlantic. But I know about Pearl Harbor and stuff. It's way out there, you know.
Okay. Danielle. A Bloody Mary cocktail contains which alcoholic spirit?
Bloody Mary. Oh. I don't drink Bloody Marys.
Help her out, Tig.
I don't actually know. Is it
vodka?
It's vodka. Yeah. Okay. So if you go to like a college tailgate or something like that, these people will get up in the morning. I mean, first thing in the morning, they're drinking vodka and tomato juice. I've never seen anything like it. Andrea, 3-2 right now. Andrea, Michael Jeffrey Jordan became famous as a great player of which sport?
Basketball.
Basketball is correct. Danielle. What is the first book of the Bible?
Genesis? No. Yes.
The judge, she did say Genesis, Tig. The correct answer is Genesis. Will you give her that, though?
Yeah, she's got
okay,
that.
Okay, here you go. All right, Andrea has 4. Danielle has 3. Andrea... Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is correct. Danielle, what is the Japanese word for harbor wave?
Japanese word for harbor wave. I have no idea.
It's what happens when Tig gets into a hot tub. What is the word?
Is it tsunami?
Tsunami.
Okay.
Tsunami. Oh. One time, Tig was getting into a hot tub and all the water came rushing out.
Good.
And with that, Andrea has defeated Danielle in the 98.5 The Bull fight. A couple of questions for you, Andrea. First of all, you got every single one right. You know what happens in that situation.
You asked me to marry you.
I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage, Andrea. Will you marry me?
I'm not going to be getting married till my baby's over 18 years old. I'm going to stay single.
All right.
That so is you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. And she's saying in 18 years.
In 13 years.
13 years.
In 13 years, would you like Tig to be at the wedding?
Sure.
Right. We will have his urn there. That will be fine. Now, Andrea, your second question is, Andrea, are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Danielle or invite Danielle to the show as you said you would do earlier?
Okay. Honestly, Danielle, this is really weird, but I have a free hotel room already there that night because I was somehow going to get to Brantley Gilbert. So I would totally give you the other ticket. You don't have to stay in the room with me, but you are more than welcome. I'm totally serious. I have nobody to go with.
Well, we will show up and go together.
Okay, awesome. Will you guys, can you give her my information or something so she can find me?
Well, when we get off the air, we'll let you guys exchange numbers if you'd like. But look at that. A new friendship could be forged here.
That's never happened, by the way.
Right.
So, one lady's inviting another lady to the show with her, says she could even stay in the hotel if she wants. How about that?
I don't mean anything weird by it, but I literally got a free hotel room because they gave away two free rooms to me for April and May. So I booked the night of Brantley Gilbert as soon as I got that free room.
Well, goodness gracious. Well, good grief. Well,
let's just be quiet and let them talk this out.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tig wants to make it weird. Go ahead, ladies.
I think that is the awesomest thing. I mean, that is set in stone. You already knew you were going to go, and you won today.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Aw, you're
so sweet. I wish I would have known what a Bloody Mary was made with, because I don't think so. They're too spicy for me.
Yeah, let's go home. Let's let them host the show.
Yeah, you guys come take over for us when we're out of town, if you guys don't mind. The new Andrea and Danielle show coming up on 98.5 The Bull. Well, guys, hang on the line. I got to get some information from you, and you guys can exchange numbers and all that. But first, do me a favor and give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5
The Bull. Well, Daniel, people who have family that live near, they're very lucky, I feel like, and I love living in Tulsa. I just wish, my family was in Tulsa, too. And, my mom and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say, though, your wife and son live here.
Yeah, have some roommates.
In case you're wondering, yeah. Tell me what it's like for family not to be in town.
But my mom, she grew up going to, the Little League baseball parks with, watching us. And my dad, I don't think he ever missed a game I was in. And so it was very important for our family growing up. It wasn't the game itself. It was just something that brings back great memories for everybody. And now I've got a son who plays baseball,
mm-hmm.
and he's 8, and my mom has never had the opportunity to see him play baseball like she was able to see me play baseball. And she calls me and says, Tig, I'm coming to Tulsa, about a 12-hour drive. She's 77 years old. And I said, why don't you fly? And she says, nah, I ain't doing that. She wants to drive, so it's going to be a long trip for them. And she's coming up for one game, which is perfect. However, I'm scared to death. What if it's a rain out?
Well, tell me which day the game is, and let me look ahead at the forecast.
If it's good news, don't say it. I mean, if it's bad news, don't say anything.
Just tell me what the day.
It's this upcoming Tuesday.
So far, a high of 84, and it looks like just partly cloudy, so maybe she will get to go to the game.
Oh, my gosh, I hope so.
Will it be too hot out there for her?
No, they'll be fine.
84?
7:30 at night, it gets cool.
Oh, your mom would be well in bed by 7:30. She's going to sleep through it. How old is she now?
77 years old.
77. What time does she go to bed?
Oddly enough, it's weird. She's one of these people, she's like a teenager. I can't call her before 11 in the morning. She goes to bed at 2 or something and then wakes up at 11.
2 in the morning?
Something like that.
What the heck?
She stays up and watches Netflix. She's a late.
Whoa. Night owl.
Yeah.
My dad is about 68, 69 years old. This dude goes to bed every day 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
But then he wakes up 3 in the morning or whatever, 4 in the morning. This is what this guy does. Gets up, eats a honey bun, and then watches Fox News on full blast for about an hour. And then gets back in the bed. And you know how great that is when I'm in town on vacation or something like that at the lake, and then I have to get up to hear him feasting on a honey bun and watching Fox News. Apparently, you can only watch Fox News at full volume of whatever the television will go to.
So you're just hearing loud TV and him munching on a honey bun.
Yeah, but don't forget, what he also likes to listen to at night.
He likes to listen to the Bible.
Well, the Bible sometimes... But then he also very loud classic country music.
Oh, does he?
Remember, we met Toby Keith one time a while ago, and I was telling him, you're kind of a big part of my life because my dad lays down at night, and we'll all lay down in the house together, and then from his room, I'll hear at least what has to be full volume on that as well is like, "How do you lock me now?" And I'm like, "How are you sleeping to this, Dad?" But so your mom will go to sleep at 2 in the morning.
She's a late person. So I think 7:30 games, and I'm just... Fingers crossed, how devastating would it be? They drive 12 hours back, and it's a rain out or something like
that. Well, have you prepared dinner reservations and things like that?
No, are you out of your mind?
You got to take your mom to eat somewhere.
All right, I'll work on it. But we got business to take care of, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, you're getting me all off subject here. Yeah, it's the sound of moolah. What is it?
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah. On 98.5, The Bull.
The sound is now worth $350. Imagine all the honey buns you could buy. Imagine all the... You'd probably even buy a spot on Fox News at 4 in the morning for my dad to see. With $350. Would you play the sound one more time? Play.
That's in 3, 2, 1.
Earlier today, Brian guessed it was shaking a packet of sweetener. Yesterday, Misty guessed... shaking a ketchup packet. Sadie, before that, guest, rewinding a cassette tape. All were incorrect. All the wrong answers at thebulltulsa.com. But right now, we're looking for caller number 9 at 918-879-9898. You'll get to play the sound of moolah.
Here we go. And if we don't get it here, we have a wrong guess. We just add money to the pot. Just keeps going up and up and up. Daniel thinks you'll guess it. I think this is a hard sound. We'll see how it goes. It's 98.5 The Bull.
The Bull. Tig, let me introduce you to Matt. He likes to play the sound of moolah along with his wife, but unfortunately his wife can never get through, and then Matt tries the first day, makes it through. Matt, how did you do it?
I just call and hang up.
There you go. I mean, that's the key. I don't know how, but some people seem to get through a lot often, and some never seem to do, but Matt has done it. Do you want to give a shout-out to your wife?
Hi, Crystal. I love you.
Well, just kind of rub it in that you got in and she never has.
Yeah, it was just so easy. I don't know what to say, but I just got it that way.
Say, take that, Crystal.
Take that, Crystal.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, buddy. Go ahead. Look, he knows where he doesn't want to push it too far. He doesn't want to be in trouble. All right. Well, the sound of moolah. Tig's going to play it one more time for you, and we will then get your guess and see if you're the winner of $350.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Matt, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yep, I'm going to go with
what is your guess? Play.
A water sprinkler.
Is it a water sprinkler? I'm sorry, Matt. That is not correct. That's a good guess, though. But I like that you and Crystal are playing this together. I think that's a fun thing to do. I think we're bringing couples together. We're just like marriage counselors, are we not?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Keeping families nuclear.
Yeah, you and wife aren't getting along. Just listen to the sound of moolah together, and I think all your problems will be solved.
Of course.
Immediately.
All right. Well, Matt, give our best to Crystal. Say hello. You work out in Bartlesville. Do you want to say where you work, or do you want to keep that private?
No.
Okay, yeah, keep that private. But give our best to everybody out in Bartlesville, and do us one last favor. Give us 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
Perfect, Matt. Thank you so much.
We add money to the jackpot, right, too, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to, at 910, what are we playing for?
$400.
See you then on 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, I've never heard of such a thing, but The other night, I had a pretty rough night. I took my wife to the emergency room, and I had no idea what was wrong with her. She was, like, covered in, like, what I thought looked like blisters. And she was kind of confused about things. And I said, all right, that's it. We're getting in the car. I didn't even dress my son. He was in his underwear. I wrapped a blanket around him, put him in the car, strapped him in his booster. We went to the hospital. And I never heard of this, but the doctors think that she developed an allergy to meat because they think she might have gotten bitten by a tick. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it happening, yes. And I, ever since that you told me this had happened, I've been like racking my brain trying to figure out what is going on. Alpha-gal syndrome, you said it's called. Where would she have gotten bitten by a tick at,
though?
Well,
we went to Broken Bow, and we spent time, you know, walking trails and stuff like that. I mean, we spend a lot of our time outside, just if it's sitting in the yard or going to the ballpark or, you know, whatever it might be. So we think, I mean, at least right now, we're not totally sure that a tick got a hold of her, and it gave her an allergy to meat.
Well, see, because what confuses me, because earlier that day, me and her had went over to Tina's Cocktail Lounge, and that's when I was going on about how much I like the wedge salads over there. And we had split a cheeseburger. And she didn't, like, immediately get sick after that cheeseburger. Then later on that night, you guys went out and had pasta and all that. But this didn't come on until what time in the morning?
Before we went to bed, about 9 o'clock, she said, hey, I got a rash. Isn't that weird? And I said, take a couple Benadryls. You'll be fine. And then at 2 a.m., like, it was like she was lit on fire by this rash. It was wild. And so I took her to the hospital because she was confused about her surroundings. She thought we had a pickup truck, which we don't. Just a lot of stuff was weird. And the doctor said that a tick bite can, like, I don't know what it does, changes your body chemistry to a point where you're allergic to meat. My question to you now is, Daniel, is that last night we're trying to plan dinner. In solidarity, do I have to also not eat meat now? Like, can I cook a steak on the grill?
I mean, that's a tough one, man.
Like, do I have to give up meat for my life now that she probably has to deal with this?
I don't think you have to give it up, but I think you would have to consider.
I'll consider it.
Could you imagine that, waking up tomorrow you can no longer eat meat? It would be tough for you.
It's so wild. And she got so violently ill that I'm not even sure. You know, like at my son's school, they can't bring peanuts there. Mm-hmm. Because for some people, even like the dust of the peanut will get them sick. I wonder if that's the same for this. Like, even accidentally touching meat would make her sick. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to completely cut it out. But I think you would need to. I think it would be pretty cruel to taunt and to eat burgers and all that in front of her.
I have secret steaks.
Secret steaks.
Secret steaks.
You eat your food.
I'll go into the house and eat the steaks.
Be classy. You'll prepare your meal and eat it in the restroom where nobody can see you. You can put a tray table and sit on the toilet with the lid down. Now, don't be gross, but
I'll eat my steaks in the bathroom, yes, with the window open to make sure the smell goes. I knew I could count on you, Daniel. I think you figured it out.
What's it going to be if it's not the meat allergy?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, that's what they think it is right now. She developed a meat allergy, which I'd already heard of that, but as far as a tick bite goes. But I will go eat in the bathroom now.
Now you're thinking.
What about the tub?
Anywhere in the bathroom in general, you'll be fine.
I have my steaks. Okay.